because at that point, like, you have your system now, and you know that you can sell this thing. It's all about just more calls, more traffic, more offers, right? So I think that one of the biggest things that stopped me from taking action and finding success for so long was that.
Some days I sit here in front of this $450 Electro Voice RE20 microphone and I can't think of anything to say. It's a real nightmare scenario for a podcast announcer, and luckily for you, today is not one of those days. In today's episode, JR is going to be giving you at least $2,997 worth of value. How did we determine that value? Easy. We just made it up because it sounds good. Welcome to the Instant Leverage Podcast.
So just came back from a grand old time in Denver, and one of my biggest takeaways from this trip was that people more successful than me, they don't do different things, they just do more. So someone who's making $100,000 a month and someone who's making $1,000,000 a month, what are the differences? More traffic, more sales calls, more traffic sources, more offers being made, more closes, more deals, right? So when you break it down like that, you're like, you know, if you're not where you want to be or you're not making the money that you want to make, typically if you're in a sales call driven business, it comes down to the amount of sales calls that you're taking. And we track data over 100 of our clients, and we found that the one thing that's correlated most with more revenue is typically more sales calls. So I think that as a beginner and even as like an intermediate, people tend to overcomplicate their business. If you run a gym, for example, your business is run on membership. And in order to get membership, you need to be doing gym tours. And in order to get gym tours, you need to be running ads. And in order to run ads, you need to be spending money, right? So when you sit down and you track your metrics and you look at what are your leading metrics, what causes the desired outcome, typically it's going to be a few very simple actions. And where everybody gets caught up and where people don't take action and, or I guess don't know where to take action, is like knowing the things that they need to do to grow their business. So my thought process is always like my business is a sales call driven business. More sales equals more dollars typically. And the only reason I know this is because we have metrics that we track. And if you don't have metrics that you track, it's a whole different story. But we have a spreadsheet that tracks trends. And we found that every single month where we've increased month over month, the amount of sales calls we've taken, we've increased, not even taken, just had scheduled on the schedule, we've made more money. So I know that that's the leading metric. So more sales calls equals more money. So the second I realize this, I'm like, okay, what are some easy ways we can get more sales calls? Well, we weren't taking calls on Sundays. I was like, well, if we add 5 more calls on Sundays, we can take 20 more calls per month. That's an instant increase in revenue just because we're simply taking more calls. And even if, so we were spending money for ads, like we were buying ads, but nobody was able to book on Sunday because we just didn't have availability. So we're pretty much just kind of wasting money because of the fact that there was no ads, there was no slots available on Sunday. So I'm like, okay, an easy way to increase our revenue without spending more money, without doing anything, is just add Sunday calls. Find someone that can take Sunday calls. So that's what we did. And then I said, okay, we're pretty much maxing out everyone's call slots per day. So now I need another sales rep. Instantly got a new sales rep without any training, without any tenure, without like being on the team for a while or anything like that. Instantly we start closing more because now rather than taking 9 calls a day, we're taking like 15, 16 calls a day. And like I said, there's never been a month where we've taken more calls and made less money. So the name of the game for me, and probably for you too, if you're listening to this, is how can I get more? How can I get more people through this funnel? The second that you have a proven offer, getting from 0 to 10K is hard. I will not lie to you. It is difficult because you're figuring out your offer, you're figuring out your niche, you're figuring out how to sell, your demo presentation, your fulfillment. But the second you get to 10K, scaling that, like going from 10 to 50 or 10, or I mean 10 to 30, like really should not take you more than a month, month and a half at best. So because at that point, like you have your system now, you know that you can sell this thing. It's all about just more calls, more traffic, more offers, right? So I think that one of the biggest things that stopped me from taking action and finding success for so long was that I just overcomplicated the crap out of it. It's like one problem at a time. First, you need an offer, you need a niche. Then you need to make sure that niche works. Then you need an offer that converts. Now, once you have an offer that converts, all you need to do is get the offer in front of more people. And there's a million ways to do that. And like for me, it's like I'm always testing new things. I know that in order for us to grow, we need to get more appointments. So what are we doing? Most people haven't. I don't know a single person who's told me that they ran a Facebook story ad. And I'm like, why? Like it's there. It's a way to get in front of people. Oh, do Facebook story ads work? Can you get a Facebook story ad in front of your ideal client? Then yes, it's going to work. Like people have been selling shit with billboards and print magazines since the dawn of time. So yes, your Facebook story ad will work. So I see a new placement and I'm like, cool, another way for me to get in front of my ideal audience. And every single time I've done that, I've never regretted it. Right now we run Facebook ads, we run Instagram ads, we run Instagram swipe up ads, we run Instagram story, we run Facebook story ads, we run in-stream ads. Like we do everything because I know that when a traffic source is new, the chances of it being cheaper are typically pretty high before it gets mass adaptation. And typically things don't get mass adaptation until they hear from a guru or whatever that it actually works. So usually part of growth and being an actual entrepreneur, which by definition is you're innovative, you take risks, etc., is just testing things and just trying to testing things that will give me more people in my funnel, more qualified people, etc. So if you are not where you want to be, 100%, if you have a proven offer, meaning you've sold it to at least five people, then your very next step is just more. And if you follow that and if you think about that, your life is a lot simpler. Now, in adding more, like other things are going to break, like your fulfillment process is going to break, your systems are going to break, etc. But you will be much better off. And that's typically what I found. Rather than trying to get fancier with more, with trying to build a better headline or figure out what button color converts the best, typically I just send more traffic. Rather than trying to figure out how to sit here and do all the fancy tricks to pay less taxes, I just make more money and pay my taxes. Typically, rather than finding out what is the one hack to get my funnel to the optimum conversion rate, I just send more traffic. So typically, as an entrepreneur, your answer, there's a saying that goes, sales cures all. And I found that to be true 99% of the time, because once you have sales, you're motivated to solve the rest of your problems. So if you are an entrepreneur and you have a proven offer, your very next thing is, how can I do more? How can I get more people to see this? How can I get more people in front of this? How can I get more sales calls? Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to be your number one revenue driver. So that's all I got for you guys today. Make sure that you are doing more volume, more sales calls. The difference between someone making $10,000 a month and someone making $100,000 a month is the person making $100,000 a month is probably taking more sales calls. That's all I got for you guys. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Instant Leverage podcast.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, and I'd be forever grateful if you left us a 5-star review on the app you're listening on so we can help more people. And if you want more content like this, then click that subscribe button now. And until next time, my friends, stay leveraged.